dirt road.
Dirt roads and paved roads and hard roads. They use
all. The road out here is.
That's a blacktop road. Not a blacktop, but a.
What, asphalt?
Asphalt road.
You call the interstate highways, that stuff is, what's the way you call it?
Blacktop, a lot of it, not ever so concrete road.
And, do you have a name for a grassy strip, between the sidewalk and the street?
Let's see. Well, they call them islands.
Islands?
There's one thing you know.
And a ditch by the side of a road is, just a ditch or?
Just a ditch.
And a worthless dog that just hangs around and doesn't do any work?
He did no good.
No good? On the farm, when horses were feeding, what was the name that you gave that sound they make? It's a very quiet sound. It isn't a noisy, high-pitched noise. It's a quiet sound. They while they're eating. Do you have a name for that?
No, I don't recall.
Not exactly a whinny. It was just a high...
Wicker?
Wicker.
Yeah, wicker when they're hungry. Fix to feed them.
I guess two terms for that, wicker and nicker.
Wicker is a word we always use.
And chicken bone that's shaped like this.
Bully bone.
And the second growth of hay, you cut the first one and then it grows back. What do you call that second growth?
Well, that's something that we don't do in this section much here.
And half a dozen things that are made out of cornmeal. It's awfully hard to keep the terms straight because they do change from region to region. Would you name some of the things? I have a whole list of questions here, but I think it'd be better if you would name them.
Made from corn?
Yes, from corn.
We have, of course, grits and meal. Corn flakes.
How about the corn bread?
The corn bread, yes, they make that from meal.
Yeah,
hush puppies.
Hush puppies are fried, are they?
Fat? Yeah, they're fried.
Do you call them dodgers, corn dodgers?
We have corn dodgers and cooking leafy vegetables and turnips.
I see. Now what are what's hoe cakes?
That's a thin cornbread.
And is that to say the foam is thicker?
Foam bread's thick.
And, see, there's one other term.
Oh. No, let's come back here, sir. There's grains of corn, what you call it, harmony.
That's right.
Harmony, I never get for harmony, sir. So.
Well, I guess that pretty well covers them. I have a feeling I'm forgetting something, but... Oh, did your grandfather or father ever tell you about ash cake? Is that familiar to you at all?
No.
Apparently that's, it goes way back. They used oak ashes, and I've talked to people who eat ash cake, and they say it was really great cake. They bake the cake out of cornmeal, right in the ashes, and then just dust off the ashes and eat it. It's terrific.